Hello and welcome to Astrology Today, your regular look at the planetary movements and how astrology may affect and hopefully improve your life. Hi there, I'm Norma Lachance. I'm your host. I'm a life coach, a mathemagician, and an inspired astrologer. And you've joined me for the new moon in Cancer, as well as horoscopes for the month of July for Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. Welcome to the podcast and happy new moon in Cancer. Yes, we're going to talk all about the new moon happening later on tonight. And I will be posting the Zoom link for the new moon session that's going on tonight, 6:30 p.m. That's Vancouver time, Pacific Daylight Time. So if you want to join us, you can certainly do that and use the link. If it's your first time, then I just ask that you confirm with me and, you know, maybe send me your birth information so we can share charts. It's a really fun conversation. So again, my email, astrologydiva, that's D-V-A, @gmail.com. And so, yes, we'll begin talking all about that. Everybody's welcome. Stick around to the end of the podcast today as I'm starting the horoscopes for the month of July. I'm going to do fire and earth. And then on Friday, when I'm back, I'll be doing air and water. And so, yeah, it's always an interesting chat to talk about horoscopes. Keep in mind, of course, if you are a regular horoscope reader or listener, to really focus in on, of course, your sun sign, but also your ascendant sign, to be reading both of those horoscopes, as it does give you a more complete picture. All right, let's talk about this new moon. Well, it is a new moon occurring tonight. And if you're new to astrology or to my podcast, let's just take a moment and explain what a new moon is. So the moon, our fastest moving planet out there, clicks around all of the astrological signs in about a month, and it joins the sun once a month. And so when I say joins, it means it's in conjunction. So they're at the same position longitudinally, if we're going to use that term. So in this case, it is both of the sun and the moon are at 7 degrees, 22 minutes of Cancer, and that's occurring at 7:51 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Now, why do I make a big deal about the new moon? Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is I have sun in Cancer, and so the moon is my sign ruler, and so I'm very connected to the moon. But I love this moment, you know, every month where we kind of reset. We can click that reset button and start anew each month. And the reason I say that is the sun, which represents our goals, our identity, you know, things that we're working towards in our life. And at the same time, we have the moon, which is our emotional responses, our instincts, where we find comfort. So really, when you think about it, it is this moment when our needs and our wants align. That doesn't happen that often, you know, in life, when what we want is actually what we need. And so it's this great moment where you can maybe set intentions or just kind of revisit and, you know, have a reflective view of your life and say, am I on track? Am I heading where I want to go? Now, in particular, this new moon is in Cancer. So we look at the sort of the energies and the kind of themes associated with a Cancer archetype, and that's around cardinality and water. And so anytime it's a water sign, it's all about emotions, very squishy. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of emotions flying around. There may be some sentimentality associated with this. Cancers are very much about cocooning and nurturing and protecting. And so these are areas where you can look to see how your needs and wants can align. So looking at it from, you know, a supportive point of view or emotionally supportive point of view, because that's that cardinal piece. Cardinality means leadership or striking out on your own in an emotional way, because of course it's a water sign. Now, in particular, what's also interesting about this new moon is it's squaring Jupiter. And it's quite a tight square, so it's almost exact. And so this can really be related to, you know, Jupiter tends to bolster and kind of push up the energies of whatever planet it's in contact with. And so this can be around expansive goals, like a lot more productive, expansive goals, maybe expansive emotions. It's important that, you know, the Jupiter's a double-edged sword. Lots of people think Jupiter's a really lucky planet, which it can be, but it can go overboard. So this can be really a test of your self-discipline and, you know, your focus on the things that you want, so you're not really going really overboard. Okay, so we've talked about the planets, the moon and the sun. We've talked about the sign that it's in. To get specific, we need to look at the house placements, and that would talk about the different areas of life. Let's do that. All right, well, let's look at a couple of specific examples. Now, here's the thing is that, you know, I never really talk about specifics around a house placement because everybody's in a different time zone. But when I get to look at a particular, chart, I can zero in on the house placements. So I usually use a couple of examples. And as always, one of my examples is my partner. So when I look at his chart, it's got the sun and the moon in the seventh house, which is all around one-to-one relationships or partnerships. And so this can be a real opportunity this month for him to really be deepening these relationships, connecting emotionally, because of course it's water, and perhaps taking the lead in the nurturing part of the relationship because it's having to do with Cancer, which of course is cardinal. All right. Well, the other example I have is one of our listeners named Monica, who's volunteered her chart. And when I look at that, the sun and the moon are in her ninth house. And this could be around ninth house themes are around long distance travel, continuing education, foreign cultures and philosophies. And so perhaps she's getting her needs met through a trip. Maybe, you know, some long distance travel. You know, it may be looking at courses that she wants to take involving some new philosophy. Maybe it's astrology, haha. So, but this idea of continuing education and that your needs and your wants are being met there. Now, I did mention this Jupiter. And so for Monica, the squaring of this Jupiter that is in the fifth house, and that might have something to do with children. Fifth house is all around children and or her creativity, and perhaps there's some expansion happening in those areas. As promised, here are the horoscopes for the month of July, starting off with fire signs. All right, first up is Aries. As the solstice sets in this month, you may find yourself focusing on home projects and solidifying your foundations. Physical changes may come to completion more intensely after the 4th. Connection with family members and time cocooning at home may become more acute at this time. All right, moving on to Leo. You may find yourself pulling back from the world this month as you prepare to shine when Leo season hits. Use this time to rejuvenate your creativity and imagination. You could be involved with institutions such as hospitals, so allow your natural leadership skills to guide you here. And then the last fire sign, Sagittarius. In July, you may need to deal with issues involving debt or any shared assets. Make the effort to find resolution before the 28th as your sign ruler slows, and this may hamper your efforts. You may also find yourself looking for inner inspiration and purpose near the end of the month. Okay, moving on to earth signs. Taurus, you may find yourself communicating and or making more exchanges in the month of July. By the middle of the month, you may feel more nurturing and protective as you express your loyalty to others. Ideas and thoughts flow easily as you connect more mindfully with others. And now Virgo, friends and social contacts may take on special significance in the month of July. Be a social butterfly and enjoy being the center of attention, especially after the 18th. Your sign is acting strongly this month, so use your language and communication gifts to connect, exchange, and get projects done. And finally, Capricorn. You may want to focus on your important one-to-one relationships in the month of July. Your natural pragmatism and leadership may assist you in deepening these partnerships. Trust your gut and inner voice to see ways how to better accomplish any legal dealings this month. that is the podcast for today. I hope you got something out of it. Really interesting to look at individual charts. Of course, if you have any questions about astrology, something specific or general concepts about astrology, certainly send those my way. My email is astrologydiva, that's D-V-A, @gmail.com. Yes, I'll be back on Friday to look at the weekend and to finish up those horoscopes. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon. Thank you.